This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 378 and a quarter, up 4. March corn, 391 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. May corn, 4 and a quarter, up 4 and a half. January soybeans, 1047, down 4. March soybeans, 1052 and 3 quarters, down 3 and a half. May soybeans, 1058 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a half. December wheat, 561 and 3 quarters, up 10 and a quarter. March wheat, 562 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. May wheat, 569, up 4 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Grains were mixed as traders prepared for the holiday and the short trading day on Friday. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 4 cents higher at 340 to 366. Soybean bids down 3 to 5 cents at 997 to 1036. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 5 to 6 cents at 345 to 366, while soybean bids were mostly 4 cents lower at 1019 to 1059. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 4 to 7 cents at 341 to 376, soybean bids steady to 2 cents lower at 1016 to 1065, and the wheat bids mostly 10 cents higher on Wednesday at 473 to 522. Illinois processor cash corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower on Wednesday at 1045 to 1057. Basis unchanged at 2 cents higher, ranging from 2 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $436.60 to $451.60 per ton, up $11. And the basis ended steady, ranging from 35 to 50 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 4 cents at 376 to 390, with basis steady ranging from 2 under to 12 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 365 to 372, with basis 3 to 6 cents lower ranging from 13 to 6 under December. Soybeans lost 6 to 15 cents at 1052 to 1063, with basis down 2 to 11 cents at 5 to 16 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 7 cents higher at 399 to 401. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 2 cents, with quotations at 1089 to 1092. Soft red winter wheat up 10 cents at 537 to 562, and Milo ended 4 to 14 higher at 423 to 434. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 349 up to 371. January soybean bids 1010 to 1039. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 354 to 377, January soybean bids at 1023 to 1049, and in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, January corn bids range from 357 to 381, January soybean bids at 1033 to 1063, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 504 up to 545. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 169.25, down 90 cents. February live cattle, 169.67, down $1.35. April live cattle, 168.30, down 80 cents. January feeder cattle, 230.50, down 87 cents. March feeder cattle, 229.35, down 57 cents. April feeder cattle, 229.95, down 30 cents. December lean hogs, 90.95, no change. February lean hogs, 89.55, down 20 cents. April lean hogs, 91.87, up 22 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday, the 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.07 lower in the range of $77 to $87.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.90. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded 64 to 69, 4 to 5 weights 67 to 73, 5 to 6 weights 70 to 74, and 6 weights and up 71 to 76. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady to $2 lower, with a moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $54 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,735 head. And now for the report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 484 head. Starting with choice slaughter steers, they were 168 to 177.50. Select and choice 164 to 167. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 155 to 165.50, and select and choice Holstein steers were 151 to 153. Choice slaughter heifers 169 to 177. On to the slaughter cows. They had some premiums, bring 144. Boners were 112 to 124, and leans were 110 to 117. Now from the in the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded 168 to 173, and on a dress basis, 266 to 270. Heifers on a live basis traded at 169 to 173, and on a dress basis, 267. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 443 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $92.79, and that was 61 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $257.13, that was 26 cents higher, with select carcasses at $244, and that was 33 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, that compared to 106,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was put at 431,000, that compared to 426,000 last week and 435,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.74. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.75. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.74. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.66. November and December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.50. November and December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.50. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.26. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.74. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.50, and wheat at Scottville is $5.26. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois. 6:19 on this Thursday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge, know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your field, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
needs.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has a dump body, snow plow, or salt spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has this equipment ready for immediate delivery. Just give them a call at 854-6706. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck Equipment has you covered for all your truck equipment service and repair needs, farm bodies and hoists, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you may need. Call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or ctemi.com.
Becoming partly cloudy later today, high temperatures in the low 30s with northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 20s, and for tomorrow Friday, partly cloudy skies, windy, high temperatures in the mid 40s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain Sunday and turning colder. Low temperatures in the upper 40s falling to the mid 20s. High temperatures in the upper 50s falling to the mid 30s. Right now, west winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is rising. Cloudy skies on this Thanksgiving Thursday morning, and we have a temperature of 24 degrees. And overnight, WSMI weather watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 2 inches of snow. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center in Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Thanksgiving, a time of giving thanks. Seavers Equipment Company and all Seavers employees in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn want to take this time to thank the farm families that battle this area's ever-changing weather year after year to provide food for their families and ours. And to everyone, happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
Relevance in today's global marketplace takes more than words. It takes commitment to CHS. This commitment includes investments of $200 million in Illinois over the past 4 years. Across the United States, total committed investments exceed $5 billion, upgrading refineries, building the first cooperatively owned fertilizer plant in 35 years to supply your nitrogen needs, and much more. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections, remaining relevant for you. CHS Louder Business Unit.
Today, many people are celebrating and giving thanks for a variety of people, experiences, and opportunities. I spoke with a few FFA students to hear what they're most thankful to have experienced through various opportunities with the FFA. Hannah Anderson, treasurer of the Hillsboro FFA chapter, is thankful for educational experiences.
I am most thankful for SAEs, that's Supervised Agricultural Experience, and everybody that is an FFA has to have one, and mine is actually a pumpkin patch. Next year is going to be our fifth year. So every fall, me and my sisters have a pumpkin patch and a corn maze, and it's just a great experience. My first favorite part is that I get to do it with my sisters, and my older sister actually started it when she was a freshman in high school, and now I've continued it since she's gone to college, and it's a lot of fun, especially to do with them. And my second favorite part is just dealing with people one-on-one. It's a very personal experience because you get to take them out to the patch and corn maze and help them pick their pumpkins and then just watch them have fun.
Caleb Jackson, secretary of the Hillsboro FFA chapter, is thankful for travel opportunities.
Well, I'm very thankful for a lot of things, but mainly I really like going like on trips. We do a lot of trips. We do a lot of fundraising, which is fun. You get to know a lot of people around the community and you get to know them a lot. But my most favorite was we went to Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. We got to see the tractor pulls. We got to meet a lot of crazy people. It was pretty fun. So that was what I'm thankful for.
Jenny Burnett is the secretary of the Lincolnwood FFA chapter and is most thankful for an event that helps educate others.
I'm most thankful for our petting zoo here at the school. It's just great to see all the kids come out and you can show off your animals. And it's just really fun to be around all the kids and all the teachers and all the animals.
Trevor Wagner, president of the Lincolnwood FFA chapter, is thankful for one trip in particular.
I'm most thankful for probably National Convention, just because you get to go with a bunch of group kids in our FFA, and it's just a time to travel with them, get to know your chapter more, and also meet new people.
Of course, the students also wanted to make sure people show their appreciation for farmers this Thanksgiving season.
I think people should be thankful for farmers because without them, they would be naked and hungry.
Well, I mean, without farmers, just think, where would we be without them? I mean, we would just be, without agriculture, there's absolutely, like, no world. There's nothing.
Farmers do all the dirty work. You just have to sit down and eat your meal. You don't really think twice of where your food comes from, but a lot of the times we overlook that, and we should be very thankful for the people who grow our food, and this Thanksgiving, when you sit down, just think about that.
I think most people should be thankful for farmers because they do all the behind-the-scenes work that a lot of people don't know about, and they're probably the biggest growing businesses in America, so I really think people should be thankful for them.
The FFA members also shared what their favorite Thanksgiving dish is.
My favorite Thanksgiving food is definitely pumpkin pie because we take our own pumpkins and cook them and make the whole pie so you can see the whole experience and taste it too.
Obviously turkey.
My favorite Thanksgiving dish would definitely have to be mashed potatoes and gravy.
Personally, I probably like all of them.
Again, that was Hannah Anderson, treasurer of the Hillsboro FFA chapter, Caleb Jackson, secretary of the Hillsboro FFA chapter, Jenny Burnett, the secretary of the Lincolnwood FFA chapter, and Trevor Wagner, president of the Lincolnwood FFA chapter. And now, here's Paul Harvey's So God Made a Farmer.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon and then pain in from tractor back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a five-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners out there. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.